Welcome to episode 309 of the 8-Bit Geek. Are you new to these parts? Well, welcome in. Take a seat and let Kevin tell you a daring story. And a darling story. Whatever. One that involves how we got started, how Doug pushed us to the point of falling apart, and how we all pieced it back together again. Kev?
Oh. The year was 1914. And that's it.
Oh. Okay.
No. How we started, man, it's just such a, it goes back so far. It's told through generations. Actually, Uncharted 3 was kind of loosely based off of how we all met, mostly just because of the treasure that is the 8-Bit Geek. And it kind of like as popular as, you know, Shambhala and all that cool stuff. But we met at a bar. It was a singles bar.
Okay.
Kevin!
Hold on, Dad. I'm telling the story.
Kevin!
So we met at a singles bar, and Jeremy had a huge fro at the time. It was pretty interesting. It was his talking point. He was going through some weird stuff, but that was his icebreaker.
Can you speed this up?
Yes, Dad.
Turn me around so I can watch the show.
I hate you so much.
All right, anyways, if that's not going to win anyone over. What I was expecting a lot more from you, Kev. But I'm Jeremy.
You didn't give me any warning.
Yeah, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
And that's Doug and the Kevin.
I'm Kevin.
Whatever.
That's my dad back behind me.
If Twan just subscribed, and so did Sirius. Twan for 11 yes. months in a row. Thank you so much. Currently on a one-month streak. Woo-hoo. And then, of course, we got Sirius. Subscribe for 11 months as well.
Yeah, we and that. Before that, let's see, there was the last Byron for resubscribed for 7 months.
So I'll do your job for you, Kev, just like I do every other thing.
Jesus Christ.
Damn, Jer.
If you enjoy what you're hearing so far, and most likely you don't, because what the fuck, you can subscribe to us on Audioboom. Audioboom is a great little website that you can go and get your own podcast hosted with, or go do some other cool stuff like follow us and other pod. No, just us. If you can't find us over on Audioboom and you're like, what's an Audioboom? You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and so many other places that host podcasts. We're there. Okay. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. Of course, we record this show live on Twitch every Monday night. We're live right now.
Oh, yeah.
And we have video back. So that's pretty
Thank
cool.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah, I'm sorry, whatever.
Ratty Blue Wizard, 7 months. Thank you for the subscription.
Insane. I'm only here for Kevin's intro stories, which we all know is a lie.
We'll let him try again in 2020.
Yes.
So
I'll start prepping.
Before we hop on to talk, you know, every week we talk about Discord and then we also talk about Patreon. I did want to stop and kind of get a little serious just for a second, okay? And then we'll get into the funny. I wanted to take a moment and just chat with the fans that listen to the show and who are involved in the community and those who are involved in Patreon. Recently, we've had some people exit our Patreon based on things that happen in our Discord server. And I just want to say that while we do love the Discord, canceling a Patreon subscription, you know, your Patreon subscription and your the money doesn't go into Discord. It goes to the show, which helps us do a lot of things with it. It helps us, you know, grow our show, advertising and all that good stuff, new equipment, all of that. Now, if you don't want to support us, that's totally fine. I get it. But I do would like to say, if you have an issue over in Discord, to please let one of the admins know. Or let even one of us know. Shoot us a note or something like that. And maybe we can work it out before it goes to something where you're kind of hurting us and we're not really involved in that. I mean, we do run the server. But there's when you join the Discord, there's hundreds of people over there with different personalities. And I think that it's important to remember that not everybody's going to get along. Not every, you know, there's going to be people you clash with and stuff like that for the most part. For the most part, we try to run a really, really nice one. And we don't want people to feel bullied and we don't like the toxic behavior. So we try to make we try to kill that as soon as we can with our mods and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm not here to point fingers or anything like that. I know it was Doug's fault. But I just want to say that if you're a Patreon, we do thank you for being one of those. Just know that your money is going towards a great cause. And if you want to cancel it, I totally understand. But also at the same time, don't hurt us because you get into a disagreement with another fan of the show. That's all, right?
Yeah. You can always mute people on Discord.
That too.
Yeah, Doug mutes all of us.
What's that, Kev?
Oh, Jeremy, could you tell him? I said Doug mutes all of us.
Yeah, yeah. Kev said that you mute both of us.
Shit. What's that?
Oh, boy. I think we got an issue here. So, and I love, and for anyone who's listening who's like, ooh, drama, there's not really any. I just want to make it known that we love our Discord people. We love our Patreon people. And we want to make sure that everybody stays kind of happy and stuff like that. So that's all.
It's a trend that we've seen happen only like it's like just two or three times in like the last few months where like something will happen on Discord. Maybe not even a big deal. But then like we see that the repercussions like is them taking away their Patreon and it being like differences of opinion on the Discord and it's like but
sometimes it wasn't even our Discord.
Yeah, we had one that wasn't even our Discord and it was like why does it have to do with us, like why did it what so it, you know, like I said, you can always mute people, mm-hmm. block people, you can do all these sorts of things,
and we have tons of we have mods over there that if you do have an issue, I would say if you run into an issue with somebody, go to a mod. Ask what you should do, say that you're having some issues, and then we can work it out. And that's how we keep the community growing and happy and all that good stuff. Speaking of Discord, we do... There, people listening are like, I'm not getting out of that fucking Discord.
Yeah. It's a great war zone.
I'm about
it's the thing, it's like, that's why I was like, it's only happened like two or three times, and like I literally can only think of like three off the top of my head.
And this two, is over like a two, year and a half. Yeah,
yeah, and two... Well, two of them have been like relatively recently, but like two of them happened on another Discord that like some of our members were a part of that wasn't a deal with us at all. But it was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
But I just want to make it known. Yeah, the Discord is a fantastic community. We really do have great people. It's growing all the time, and I think that's the as the Discord gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It gets kind of harder. We even get lost in the chats. Like, you know, it was people were coming to talk to us. Now everybody is like, there's so many friendships formed. There's right relationships formed. There's that, you know, people are talking all the time that even us, when we type something, it's just like, whoop, and it's gone, you know, and people. Yep. So I just want to let you know that it is a great place. We do care about it deeply, and we want people to go and have a good time there. That's all. Mm-hmm. So. All right. Also, we do have other shows on the network that you can check out. There's 8-Bit Saga, Divas Dropkicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts. So go check those out. If you listen to this show, you're going to love those. All right. We just talked about Patreon a little bit. I'll just plug it just real quick, and then we'll get into misconnections. Patreon, give us money. All right. Let's move on.
Find that over on patreon.com/8bitgeek.
Yeah. No, as I said before, the money is used. Everything that we receive goes back into the show. We use it really to promote what we're doing. And recently, you guys helped us purchase a full page ad in an upcoming convention. So we took out a full page ad for the 8-Bit Geek. And that is going to go into we tried to get the front inside cover, but it was already sold. But for Texas Frightmare Weekend, we have some pretty cool art that is getting finished up right now. And we can't wait to show it off to the community. And yeah, that's going to happen in the next couple days. It'll be finished up and we'll show you guys over on Patreon and on Discord too. So, but
so
Patreon
awesome.
First, because y'all made it happen.
No.
So. Anyways, let's get to misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, although we do ad-lib a little bit. But we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Hey everyone, welcome back. We were just talking in the break there. What? I don't remember what I have to do this week. I wrote something.
What does it say?
Mary Sam Hine.
That's probably Marky. Marky Sam Hine was in last week probably.
What's Marky saying? How's he sound?
That's the person who donated.
Did I do that wrong? Because I said EXO donated. He was number one last week, and he said Jeremy do.
Well, you play games with Marky.
Oh yeah! Yes, I have to do him. Remember last week I did him as the hey guys.
or whatever you did, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot what I did now. The voice for him.
You got to go back and listen.
No. We'll wait.
So you will.
Doug, cue up some more Jimmy Eat World.
No.
Doug has to go first, as always. And Random Hero donated last week and said, Kevin's dad. And I really wanted to savor the flavor. So I gave Doug a big one.
Yeah, it's three fucking giant-ass paragraphs long.
Holy shit, it is.
I really love this character, so I needed to hear it as much as possible.
It's such a ridiculous voice.
I know.
I love it. Kevin hates it. Because it reminds me of his childhood.
Yeah. It's like,
Dr. Roxo.
He's like, why is my dad in my office right now?
Hey, Kevin.
Damn it. Hey, Dad.
I'm looking over your shoulder.
I'm so proud of you.
I don't know why you give him like a semi New York accent. Over your shoulder.
Because it's all I got.
Have you even been to Chicago?
Yeah, but it's not an accent that I can do. Wow, this is a long one. Okay.
On romance before your wedding. Las Vegas. My favorite place to go.
You got all this reading and you still want to ad lib.
Can't help it. Sometimes you go down a path and you wonder if this is the right path. You know, Kev? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yes, Dad.
You second guess. But you were all too afraid to take that chance. You contacted me 3 days before your wedding. We dated for a little while. I'll tell you about your future husband.
Kevin laughing is making me laugh.
I can't get it out of my head. I'm picturing my actual dad sounding like this, and it's fucking my world up.
Yeah, next time you see him in person, you're not going to be able to handle it.
Oh.
I jokingly said that I came in second place. You were a different person than I remember.
Turn the bobcat. Oh, God.
You said you were a different person. I got to know you prior.
What?
Head was in a fog. Life was in a tailspin. I'm gonna question every move you made. For neither one of us, it was a I should have married you situation. But you desperated needed help from someone outside your circle.
Desperated?
Bobcat duck waits. Says Chubba-Rubba-Dub-Dub. Yeah, it is almost a bobcat. It really is pretty close. It just needs more like... it would be him.
Pretty much.
Hey, Kev.
That's how he slips into character.
Kevin, are you still listening? I'm telling this story.
I'm all ears.
Okay.
I can't escape.
After 2 hours of some of the best dinner conversation we've had, a long drive of talking and more talking while we overlook the city at Rocky Butt.
What? It's butte, but it smelled like butt. I know what the word is, but it does seem like it'd be funnier if it was butt.
Overlook the city at Rocky Butt. And some intense and spontaneous one last fling sex. We call it a night. Picture that, Kevin.
I'm trying not to. It's
your old man gave a mustache ride.
Oh. Personal foul.
Choo choo.
Oh fuck. Okay.
Your ultra conservative values all went out the window that night. I put it in her butt, Kev.
Oh, no. God damn it.
And so things were clear for you. You thanked me. You said I changed you that night.
No. I have a follow-up line, but it's making me laugh. I can't say it.
I made it easier for you to...
Man, what?
Really opened you up.
Opened you up. Whew. 3 days later, you confidently walked down the aisle, a happily married woman, to the partner you knew was perfect all along. I never heard from you again.
Oh.
What I never told you was, that night changed me too.
Because you opened me up.
Oh. We are terrible human beings.
Oh, it hurts. I'm hurting.
Life is complicated. Relationships make life much more complicated. Marriages make relationships more complicated. And monogamy makes marriage more complicated.
Damn.
Marriage is not the Disney fairy tale society wants us to believe, but that's okay. Sometimes the deep truth you have to seek out does not mirror the surface level truth you have to present to other people. There are many people that will judge this post. Judge me, judge her, judge my son.
Oh, don't, no. Don't drag me into this.
Some people would assume she was better to call off a wedding. Some people assume it's better to end an otherwise great marriage then seek out one thing you are missing in elsewhere. You changed my view, and I thank you for that. That is all I wanted to say.
It's a lot to fucking say.
Thanks, Kev's dad. Is that it? Okay, it's all he wanted to say. Okay, I get it now. All right.
Sorry, I'm just thinking about all the times I've been.
Spent.
Fucking.
God damn it. I was waiting.
Just, you know, my time in Vegas. With a Las Vegas showgirl.
As one?
You know, the 70s were weird. Got back from the war. went to Vegas, put on some high heels for a little bit. Drag was huge in the 70s.
Still is. Some say it's huger.
I had to retire, though. Once I met my dear sweet Kevin's mom.
My dear sweet.
Oh, I put a baby in her.
I put a baby in her. And then we moved to Chicago.
Oh, man.
All right. Thanks, Kevin's dad.
You can turn me around now if it'll make you feel better.
No, I'll just keep him out now. He's just going to muffle from the back when it was throughout the night.
Oh. All right. Mine, there's no way to follow that up.
Yeah.
So mine was of Marky Sam Hain, whatever. I don't remember the voice I used last week for him. It was probably something like, "Hey, hey, that's it. That's right there. Something. It's whatever. I'm looking for a daddy to give me an ass beating with his belt.
Oh my!
Blister and welt my ass. I'm a male. That's it.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I want it. Kev?
Well shit.
You're up.
Hello. Yeah, what's up? This week I'm really even in this new thing. It's pregnant woman. Around 12:30 Sunday, 3:11. What? I mean, like today, never mind. 3:11. You gotta
today.
Come original with that shit. I'm all mixed up. Don't know what to do. This is the Burleson neighborhood Walmart.
Hey, you're back at Walmart. It's been a long time.
I'm going back to my old stomping grounds, you know. Just yeah. Good to see the same cart people and the same greeters and everything like that and the same crazy, crazy women.
Sure.
So we passed each other on two different aisles. Last was the chip aisle. Damn. I love it.
We know how much you love that.
I love it. Just find me in the chip aisle. How about that? Mm-mm. Now, you were with your friend and noticed me checking you out. Now, I'll cut to the chase to eliminate the BS. Pregnant women are sexy, very sexy to some guys, me, basically me, and put off a bit of a glow, like an aura, like amber is the color of her energy. You know what I'm saying?
Stop it.
So, most also are extremely horny and craving sex. the women. Okay, I thought it was me, the attractive dudes. So, well, I'm damn sure down for it if you want, if you are single. I didn't see a ring on you. Now drop me a line and tell me what pants you were wearing and your color and your type. Hope to hear from you. Should you be horny and ready for some no-strings fun right now? That's all I want in life.
It reminded me, after you reading that, it reminded me of my line that was cut out of Saga.
Your what?
The line that was cut out of Saga.
Oh. I heard about that one in a conversation.
I don't remember.
The lady at the bar?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Let's get into some top box office news.
I'm like tired now.
From doing that voice?
That voice, man, that wore me the fuck out. Having to channel Kev's dad that way, it just wore me out.
Some say that when
Whoopi
a host...
Goldberg and Ghost?
When a host takes care, takes over, when a ghost takes over a host body, the host body will tire after time.
My dad's still alive. Knock on wood.
Captain Marvel comes in number one with $153 million in its first week. Whoa. And it took it's the highest grossing woman-led film of all time for an opening weekend.
Really? So it beat Wonder Woman?
Yep.
Wow. All right. Good stuff. And so we've all seen it by now. So.
Yeah, because it made $455 million worldwide, which Beauty and the Beast made $357 million, and is the second largest. Let's see. Beat up Star Wars, Wonder Woman, which made $103 million during its first weekend. Mm-hmm. So it made $103 its first weekend, Wonder Woman. And this one made $153 domestically.
Yeah, so it beat it by a couple dollars.
Yeah, well, 50-something million.
It'll get a sequel.
Probably. Yeah, called Endgame.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, Captain Marvel, we all saw it. What'd you guys think?
I liked it.
I liked it.
Without spoiling anything, my short thing of it, it's not the best Marvel movie, or at least in my opinion, but it definitely wasn't the worst. Like, it was kind of a middle of the road movie for me, and mostly because I didn't know any of the backstory of Marvel or anything, so I went into this completely blind. But I just kind of I don't know. Like I said, it was kind of a middle of the road movie for me. I enjoyed it, but it's not one I would like be super hyped to revisit.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's how, kind of how I felt too. It was a good movie. It was a fun movie. But, and we kind of talked about this a little bit in our text conversation afterwards, after everyone saw it, is that after Infinity War, whatever came next was going to be hard to compete with that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where, I don't want to say this one fails, because I don't think it necessarily fails, but that's where it kind of has a tough job to do. Because, you know, we're all anticipating Endgame, which comes out next month, and so this one had the tough spot of like being in between and maybe not meeting the hype and expectations of Endgame, which is unfair to it. It is. But like, I think if this had come out before maybe Infinity War, we'd be singing a different tune.
Uh-huh. Agreed. 100%.
I kind of agree. There's some visual effects that I found to be poor. And it's like, why did we not polish this scene up a little bit better? But I mean, overall it was a fun movie.
Yeah. So. Phenomenal technology with making, like, the advancements that they're making with making younger versions of these actors is incredible. Like, I was trying to find flaws in Samuel L. Jackson's character, and I was like, this is damn near perfect.
Mm-hmm. Same with Coulson, Agent Coulson.
Yeah, Coulson too. Like, I was just like so amazed by what they're able to do with the technology. But I, you know, to echo what you guys are saying, I totally agree with the both of you. I think that it's middle of the road for me as well, which isn't bad because no Marvel movie is a bad movie so far. It's just, you know, I mean Hulk.
I mean,
sure, Hulk.
Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3.
Yeah. Okay, all right, you got me there.
Thor 1, Thor 2, Age of Ultron.
Yeah, that wasn't a very good one. Yeah. All right, fair enough. But yeah. I will say that I think the expectation as well was that this would tie in to Endgame more than it did, without giving spoilers away.
Oh, for sure.
And when it didn't, I was like, oh, it's a standalone. Like, it feels like this should have happened well outside of the movie that we're getting this summer as well with Endgame. Like, just see. So it seemed a little off there. I will also say that I felt like Brie Larson was a fabulous choice for the character, but I do think that she was a little stiff in some of the scenes. And I was like, acting isn't like the best. But
And that's where I got confused too, because I didn't know if that fit the character or if that was her acting. And that's the thing that threw me off about that. It just seemed like some of the lines didn't come across like they should have. I don't know. But like I said, I'm not going to nitpick it because it was still a damn good movie, especially compared to anything DC's been putting.
Ton of fun. And I'm also glad to see that women are ruling the box office as well, as they should. This is a step in the right direction to get more diversity into lead roles, and I love it. So good stuff. How to Train Your Dragon came in second with 119. Nope, that's wrong. 14.7 million for a total of 119 million in its third week. That's not getting a sequel. That's mostly just because the series is done.
Yeah, because it's the last one.
And then, of course, you assholes made Madea Family Funeral popular again, making $12 million for a total of $45 million. How much did we go over how much this movie was to make last week? Did we mention that? Did we look it up? I don't think we did.
Probably super cheap, though, right?
Yeah, probably somewhere in the couple million. So this movie is just going to continue to fucking make more. Needs to stop.
I don't see where...
I think this happened last week. All three of us were trying to click the link and it disappeared.
Yeah. I couldn't find it. But now we already talked the first story. We already what?
20 million was the budget for this movie.
So it made double it back already. Fuck. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get another one.
We're gonna get another. We can't escape it.
Nope, we cannot. Let's see. We already talked about it being the biggest opening weekend. Let's move on to the next one. Have you guys heard about this Spielberg versus Netflix war that never was?
We talked about it last week, I feel like.
Yeah, I think so too.
Right after the Oscars, because that's what the...
Right. Mm-hmm. So the big news was that Steven Spielberg was going to go against and make it so that Netflix and streaming services couldn't compete for an Oscar. He finally had to address it, and he's like, what the hell's going on? And he goes, there was no truth to that whatsoever. There was an interview that was taken out of context, like it always is. He says that I absolutely did not say that. He actually said that he goes on to explain that a journalist was onto a story, heard a rumor, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes on to say, I love television. I love the opportunity. Some of the greatest writing being done today is for television. Some of the best directing for television. Some of the best performances are for television. And that's true. You know, everyone is seeing that these big time shows are being made and it's where people are watching it. People are going to the movies for these big popcorn blockbuster extravaganzas, and nobody's going to the theater to watch these low budget movies anymore. They're just turning them into TV shows, which is okay with me. And if you're making a movie for Netflix, why not let it compete for the Oscars? And because of the fact that it's still a film, it's still being put out into the public, and it should be judged as that instead of, oh, it didn't go into a theater. So if it doesn't go into a theater, it's not, you cannot put it into the Oscars.
Oscars?
But, you know, the thing is, like, if they're like, oh, it never had a theatrical release, then they're just going to do, like, a short, small run, like, in four theaters in the United States. Yeah, and that's exactly.
Yeah, but we talked about that on the show before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if they enforce it a rule where it's like, oh, it has to be a theatrical release, then cool. They'll do that for like one weekend and then release it on Netflix.
Yep.
Link B in the chat says he is going to send us an email about something, but I don't remember what.
I don't remember what that was either.
I don't think anyone is holds anything against you, buddy. Last week you said some stuff, I guess, in the chat, but we all love you here. We forgot. We forget what happens yesterday.
If I remember correctly, I think he was talking about Anthem and how much he loved Anthem. And then
he was like,
didn't understand why people were bitching about it, and we're like, meh, well,
yeah. But and then we were
it.
Like,
but then that was it, and we all moved on.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
We banned him from the chat.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Let me go.
I erased all my old Power Junkie songs with him in it.
I blocked him on Facebook. You know, I guess that might be the reason why.
No.
Yeah, I killed off Link B on Saga.
Spoiler alert.
Disney streaming service just announced that they're going to include their entire movie library, even the Vault movies.
Oh, snap.
Then what is even the point of the Vault anymore?
No, there isn't. It's going to go away. The Vault is going to go bye-bye. Because of the fact that they want people to sign up for this streaming service, when you can get those same people who buy one Vault movie every couple months, or however long they, you know, what do they open it up? It's once a year where they have certain movies that come out?
Once or twice. It's like the fucking McRib. It just shows up every once in a while, and everyone's like, oh, fuck, let's get it.
So if you can get those people who spend $20 on a movie to subscribe for $14 a month, I mean, you've fucking hooked them. So you've opened up all that. You have all of the TV shows that they've ever done. You have all the Disney shows. So you're covering all the kids. You're covering teens. You're covering all the adults. You have nostalgia on your side. Also, you're making all these new shows. This is the only streaming service that will compete with Netflix, and you will have to have dual accounts. You will have a Netflix account, and you will have a Disney streaming account. Because they know what they're doing. They're going to get the Marvel shows and they're going to get the fucking Star Wars shows. Are you kidding me? Take my $14.99 or just add it to Plex. Either one.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. Mm-hmm. Oh, guys, we have a new segment. It's called the Movie Pass Pass. We're calling it Movie Pass Pass. Kevin has done a song, and he will perform it live. Go ahead and hit that intro.
Should I grab my guitar here?
Just do the intro that you've already played for both of us.
Movie Pass, bust your ass, leaving your face in the grass.
Movie Pass.
Awesome. Just like we rehearsed.
Yeah. You forgot the little triangle at the end.
We got it in post.
Next week. Yeah, we'll get it in post.
So, MoviePass is changing their business model again. The third time in 3 weeks.
God damn it.
Guys, it's Sunday night. What are we going to do this week?
Well, nobody's signed up yet, so I guess let's focus on our own films.
Do we have money for our own films?
No, but we're going to find it. Little Jimmy down the street.
Who's running Movie Pass? Is the dude from fucking Fire Island or whatever?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Hey, listen, I'm going to need you to take one for the team.
We're going to have you blow this manager of the AMC.
Did you watch the fucking Jim? Not Jim. What's his name from...
Yeah, I shared that.
Oh, is that what you shared? Oh my god, I laughed so hard.
Jim O'Hare whatever, where he's it's for the IFC Spirit Awards or whatever, the independent film thing. And then Spirit Awards, or just the Independent Film Awards. It doesn't matter. Anyways, yeah, and Aubrey Plaza is. And the best. I did it. I sucked a dick. That's so fucking funny. Oh man.
Yeah, so MoviePass is going to focus on movies that are accessible to MoviePass card holders. And they're going to think of it as a Netflix membership for Netflix original movies that show in movie theaters.
It really feels like such a scam right now. So oh good. My god.
It's so good. Please, I want more of it. Good job, Movie Pass. I wish you the best.
We said the same thing about Soldier Boy, and look where that got us.
Oh, speaking of Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy content. Soldier Boy's cool. Soldier Boy's console. Soldier Boy news.
All right. Soldier Boy news.
Oh, my God. Soldier Boy, tell him. He is opening his own Soldier Store. God, I love the name. Soldier Store. My. It's a digital storefront selling questionable merch. He's announced the Soldier Pods 2, only at the Soldier Store. I'm pulling up the website right now.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Yeah.
Hey, they're marked down. Literally, they took the earbuds. What the fuck are they called? And they just use those photos. The earbuds. Yeah. iBud pods.
We just told you.
What was it again? Airbuds.
Airbuds. The basketball
AirPods.
Dog.
AirPods. They literally took the photos of that and just used it for.
Hold on. I'm playing the video. Dude, that is just the.
You can't do that.
Oh my God. Are you watching this?
No, I can't watch it, man. I got work. It's an audio format. Although, listen, I gotta say, I'm a fan of this plug necklace that they got over here for $14.99. It's not bad. I wonder if it'd turn your neck yellow or green. They got the Soldier Camo headphones for $69.97.
I just watched. So he has it on his Instagram. This video. And it's literally the Apple AirPod demo video.
Yeah, and it's Soldier Pods 2. Where were the first ones? Did they immediately just fucking skip one and went to the sequel?
I cannot believe that.
Hey, Ed, they got a gold herb grinder. The Soldier, it's called the Soldier Grind.
This... Oh, this is too good.
I can get some track pants.
Hell yeah. Soldier Boy track pants? Fuck yeah.
I'm a fan of this store.
Hey, you said you wanted like back what I wanted for my birthday. I changed it to Soulja Boy track pants.
Here, I'm gonna buy you a pair. How much are they?
$64.
Oh, fuck no.
I'm not buying you a pair.
Yeah.
But he's got some High Life socks that are only $15.
High Life?
Kev, I'm going to buy you gonna buy you this cool shooter necklace. And I want you to wear it when you come down.
The Tellum necklace? Oh, the shooter necklace. Oh, God.
Bad. Oh, he's definitely going to get
sued. It looks like something you'd get out of one of those quarter machines where you can, like, turn the lever until, like,
that's
a ball
falls out
of it.
That's probably where it's actually from, Kev. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He just bought the company that makes those or whatever, or just put in an order to, like, oh, so you got one of those little quarter machines? No. I'm going to sell
it. Why does it look like it says sodomy on the side of his shoes? High top sneakers?
That's because that's a shoe name.
Is it sodomy the shoe name?
Yeah.
You go shove that shoe up your ass.
The chat are saying so excited to watch Apple destroy him. Yeah, they should. People in the comments of that post are tagging Apple.
There's 5 reviews.
Yeah, he's
But the best part about that is too, like he's selling them for like $35.
But they're marked down.
Yeah, so they're marked down from $159.
Jesus. Somebody go buy Kev one of these necklaces or something, please. Send it to the P.O. box.
He wants especially because it'll turn my neck green. I've got like a nickel allergy, so I know that's gonna like fucking that's gonna tear my neck up.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, wait, which one had reviews? Which one? Oh, the bracelets.
The AirPods. Soulja Pod 2s.
Oh God, we gotta move on. We gotta.
Yeah, it doesn't let me.
You got to. Okay, you got a review.
No, I was going to say go ahead and see if I can.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're going to have to play that trap.
Oh, to get us out of here. To get us out of here? Mm-hmm. Okay. Leaving the Soulja Boy zone.
Soulja Boy content. Soulja Boy's cool. Soulja Boy's console. Soulja Boy news.
All right, we're out. We're out. We made it.
We made it. Woo. Let's move on to gaming. But before we do, Kevin, one of these wonderful devs sent you a code for one of their wonderful games, or maybe it's not maybe it's a shit game. You tell me.
No, man, it's so 11-bit Studios. They sent us a code for Beat Cop on the Switch, and it's awesome. So Beat Cop it came out originally, I think, in 2017 on PC, and then now they're getting around to putting them on consoles. So the Switch version just came out last week, and it's a blast to play. It kind of reminds me of Papers, Please. But like meets like an 80s cops, like just hard, like hardcore, like a rated R movie, which is like a lot of gritty, like mafia, like drive bys and like gang action and shit like that. But you're just basically a beat cop, or you got downgraded to a beat cop. The summary of it was New York, more like a beast than a city. Explore its darkest corners and uncover its secrets as Jack Kelly, a former detective who's been framed for a murder, degraded and forgotten by his old pals. It's your last chance to find the truth to this whole terrible mess. So basically, you're kind of clear your name. And so they put stuff on Beat Cop. So you have this block that you go back and forth, and you have a work day to do. So you have to issue a certain amount of tickets. You have to, like, make sure if somebody calls in something, you have to go visit the store or find the residents and, like, you know, either arrest somebody or shoot somebody if you have to. But it's cool. You just and then, like, it's got, like, just the whole 80s aesthetic. So, like, there's just all kinds of, like, you know, swearing in the dialogue and stuff. It's all pixel based, so it looks like something like Papers, Please or something like Party Hard. So it's really fun. I'm a few hours into it, and I'm just really enjoying it. Like I said, you have a day to day like of how much money you can earn, so it's a time management thing where you could you can't do everything. You just got to kind of pick and choose who to save and who to ticket and all that shit. You can let people go, and you can take bribes. You could work with the mafia or work against the mafia. It's a really fun game. I believe it's like, I think it's $20 on the Switch store, and I'd say it's worth it, man. I've been playing 15. Yeah, well worth it. It's really fun, and it's just one of those games. Like I found myself playing, and I kept going, all right, cool. I'll do one more day, and then I gotta like turn this off. I gotta do some other stuff, and then like 5 days later in the game, I'm like, oh fuck, here I am, because they just give you more cool stuff to do each day, and it's really. Like I said, it's a pretty addicting game. I like it. So, and especially on the Switch, it's so much fun to just have and then put away, you know, and just get back to it. But 11-Bit Studios, I thought they did a killer job with it. If you're not familiar with them, they're the ones who did This War of Mine, The Little Ones. Uh-huh. They just came out with Moonlighter. What was it? Frostpunk. So, I mean, they've got a bunch out. So
Yeah. They were behind Frostpunk also.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's awesome. All right, good job, man.
Yeah. I was looking at this weekend when we were talking about games and stuff that were... this is what I was looking at. I went with SteamWorld Dig 1. Yeah. Instead, but this is on my wish list now for sure.
Yeah, it's fun, dude. I love it.
Let's see. Microsoft is gonna be, well, this is kind of a rumor, but I mean, you might as well say it's gonna happen. They're launching a diskless Xbox One this spring.
Mm-hmm. A dickless.
It's gonna be a dickless Xbox One. It will not have a penis like the rest of them.
Dickless.
Xbox will not fuck you this time.
I mean, this is basically the console they wanted to release in 2013.
Yeah. I mean we're at the point now. Everybody has been eased into it instead of, you know, it's so funny because 5 years ago, everyone lost their fucking minds over this console that they dreamed up. And then slowly but surely, they've released features over the years constantly of exactly what their vision was, and everybody loved every second of it. And here we are 5 years later, and they're like, all right, well, here you go, guys.
Here it is.
The world wasn't ready, especially because this is back when, like, 6 years ago,
you weren't ready.
Retailers had a big influence on what publishers and game developers and systems.
No more, though.
Yeah, no more, because now with these digital stores, they don't need brick and mortar stores anymore. So, like, basically Best Buy, GameStop, Target, all of them, they're losing their leverage on physical games. So they even had to switch to, like, digital sales. They have, you know, you can go to GameStop's website and download it or get a digital code instead of having to go into the store.
Why support them?
I mean, that's on whatever, you know, that's support whoever you want, but I'm just saying.
No, I'm telling you not to. Cap.
Yeah. Well, I'm not buying digital codes off there. I go to CD keys.
way to put that out there, Kev.
Yeah. It's a legit site.
No, it is now. It used to not be, but it looks like it's changed its tune.
I've never had a bad transaction there.
No, me neither. Really, but the codes that I used to get looked like they fell off of a truck.
Yeah, like this is just a photo.
Yeah. And now all the prices are pretty much in line with what other digital storefronts were. It used to be like you could go on there and be like, oh shit, a new game for $30 instead of $60. Hell yeah. And then you get a photo of the code.
Mm-hmm. It works. It works.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, I mean, just so now that these brick and mortar stores don't have the leverage they used to, now Xbox, Microsoft can release what they want because, like I said, there's not going to be much fight from GameStop at this point, or Best Buy, or Target, or Walmart, or anything like that.
I think we talked about it earlier in the year. It was something like sales are at like either 70 or 80% digital nowadays. Mm-hmm. Something like that. I could be wrong. Somebody can fact check me.
The only thing I go physical on is Switch at this point. I mean, I download all my games because I'm lazy as fuck and don't have to get up and change the disc.
It's so funny that you don't go digital on the Switch when, like, that's the one that I want to because it's so fast to switch games.
Yeah, I mean, you got a good point. Now, well, I didn't have a good memory card back then. I had like a 16 gigabit, and I just upgraded to 128 now. So I've downloaded like every game I've ever had. Mm-hmm. So now, and I still have like 92 gigs left. So I might go digital from now on. But the thing I like about, especially Nintendo, is like their Mario games and all those like Nintendo first party game titles, they hold their value. So if it's something that I'm done with and I'm never going to play again, I could normally sell it back for at least half the price I paid for it, even a year after it released, you know? And you can't really get that with, like, say, a PlayStation game or, you know, a Xbox game.
You know, it's going to be pretty big. And they're going to announce it here this soon. This week, actually, they're going to announce it. The Halo collection is going to be updated for the Xbox One. And the big rumor is that since the new Halo games are coming to the PC, that they're going to have the Halo collection ready for the PC, release it, and we'll get every single Halo game finally on the PC.
That'd be cool.
That'd be neat, huh?
Yes,
I'll play
please.
Some old school Halo with you guys.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Capture too. The flag. Red versus blue.
Oh, I miss red versus blue. Remember that?
Yeah.
Nintendo is doing something kind of weird. They're taking cardboard, which only sold $1 million worth of cardboard. I mean, $1 million worth of cardboard, though. That's a lot.
I was going to say, that's a lot of profit there.
With their Labo. Mm-hmm. And they're bringing virtual reality to it. So you could get a cardboard VR kit. It's a Labo VR kit for the Switch, and it's going to offer you programming tools to play around with for creations. You're also going to get a whole bunch of fun stuff,
I guess. You sound so excited. Fun stuff.
I don't fucking know, man. Like, there's a girl that has a goddamn, what is that, an elephant trunk?
Oh.
On it. There's one that's a sniper. One, there's a this kid is putting his face into a bird's ass.
What?
Scroll down and look at the VR cover.
Oh, God, he is. Yeah. He's like, let me eat that ass, goose.
Someone say something about eating ass.
I could stick my hand up a cow's ass, but I'd rather take the butcher's opinion. God damn it.
answer your father.
Someone says something about eating ass.
God damn it. No.
Sony is bringing and has brought, they've released it, the Remote Play app to the iPhone and iPad. So now you can play your PS4 anywhere in the world as long as you have an LTE connection.
That's pretty cool. Being able to do it on the go, like on my laptop and everything, was fun. So it's cool that you guys can do it on your phones now.
Yeah,
the controls
are
probably gonna suck.
Yeah, they're gonna suck unless you have a controller.
Bluetooth control. Yeah, just take a play. Just keep a PlayStation control in your pocket at all times.
No, it has to be a MiFi controller.
What the fuck is a MiFi?
It's Apple's dumb technology that the way they
Apple
do.
Doesn't have Bluetooth.
Not for the controllers.
That's lame.
I think they have a way for you to hook up your controller to it, but it has to be MiFi compatible or some shit. Hmm. So, Fortnite is winning. You know how everyone, all these dancers, all these people who made up these dances and shit, backpack kid, orange shirt. The Millie, 2 Millie Vanilli,
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Uh-huh. Well, they all sued Fortnite for their dances in the game, but guess what? It's being thrown out. All the lawsuits have been dropped. It's because the judge said, hey, guys, you kind of needed a copyright before you just go after someone like this.
Yeah, and they were dropped because the Supreme Court ruled earlier this week that for civil action to be taken against a party for copyright infringement, the registration process would need to have been completed.
So it's not to say that, you know, they can still sue them. They just have to start the registration process, and then they can go back and sue Fortnite. But who knows if they're going to go through? Yeah, who knows what they're going to do with that? So we'll keep you posted, guys. By the time that happens, Fortnite will make another $14 billion, and they'll be just like, here, take $100. Yeah. Get out of my face.
Here's $100.
They're going to smush their face with their hand.
In Fortnite coins.
Here's a $100 credit to spend in our own game.
And 500 atoms from Bethesda. They just have them to give away.
It's the way that everyone apologizes now in the gaming world. Bethesda has given everyone tons of atoms, and they're just like, listen, if you get in some controversy, just throw some atoms at people and be fine.
No, you can only do it in increments of 500. That's all. especially to make up for the biggest blunders, the 500 atoms.
EA is the latest gaming company to say goodbye to E3.
Yeah, so who's going to be there?
I don't know. EA said that they're going to focus on EA Play, which is their annual showcase. So essentially everybody is going to this showcase. Do you remember when we made fun of Nintendo for doing their own showcase when they decided not to do EA? We're like, oh, this is dumb. Why? And now everyone's doing it.
Well, because it was dumb.
Yeah, but now everyone's getting fucking big heads.
Yeah, there was nothing more exciting than E3. Just a week full of all of your favorite, like,
game
consoles, developers, and all the stuff, studios showing off all the games they're working on, right? And just a week of news and trailers and all that fun stuff. But, like, yeah, I don't... The chances of me watching an EA, like, press conference thing to show off whatever they're showing off just dropped dramatically because they're doing it on their own terms. Same thing with Sony. Like, Sony's going to do their thing whenever they're going to do whenever that's going to be. Like, and the chances of me watching it live have dropped dramatically because, like, E3 is when it's a, you know, you dedicate that time to it. But now it's like, it's going to be in May? Like, what the fuck? I don't.
We used to watch that shit live. We used to sit down for 3 days straight, or 2 days straight, because it would do it on a Saturday and Sunday night. We'd get on the stream and we'd just talk and watch these. And and now we're not going to be able to do it. Now they took some away from us.
No, they've like you said, they're just getting big heads in a way.
You know what's fucked
like,
up?
I guess I get it where it's like, oh, you know, we want to do our own thing. That way we can make money off of it and blah, blah, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, or sell tickets to it and all this stuff. But at the same time, it's like, I feel like these choices and decisions are being made by, again, the board of directors, you know, these big wigs that don't know shit about the gaming industry at all. All they're looking at is the profits.
Yep.
You know, and they don't understand. They don't understand. And it's like, it's such a shame. Like, they're E3. There is no press like E3. Like, maybe you do it a week later or whatever. Like, yeah, you can hit the front page with whatever trailers are showing off, but
there's something special. Yeah, there's something special. And Microsoft hasn't abandoned E3, and I think that's going to hurt Sony because Sony said they're not going to show off their new console yet. And then here comes Microsoft, and they're going to show off the new console at this year's E3, and they're going to jump ahead. Like, I can guarantee it this year, like this next generation, Microsoft is doing everything in their power to get you on board with them.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would like to, you know, be wrong and, like, you know, see, like, these other, like, the independent things, but, like, be super successful. But like, just when you have a week dedicated to you that people, like, mark on their calendars, you know, to watch and to see what's coming from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like you have a better shot of people seeing your trailers and seeing your gameplay. And that's the thing, is that that whole week is not just, well, let's watch this keynote. Okay, there's some cool trailers. But the coverage that all these other, you know, Twitch and IGN and Game Informer and all these people do, like, they're at the show on the floor testing the game, showing you gameplay, talking to developers, talking to the writers and stuff like that. Like, that's huge. It's so huge. And to, like, I mean, I guess if you don't do your keynote, that's one thing. But if you're just not going to be there, like, I'm sure EA will be there because it just says they're next in their press conference. It's just dumb. It's just stupid.
I agree. I agree. Make E3 great again.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for the show. That's all we got. I hope that everybody enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was a fun time. I wanted to give a special shout out. Thank you so much to Kevin's dad for making the trip to the studios.
No problem. <Damn it. laughs> It's fine.
Until next week. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and eating ass.
Wow.
I haven't even...